everyone, and welcome back to this Let's Play of the Chaos Edition of BK2. Last time we ascended Flame Mount, descended, came down Flame Mountain, and made our way to the Analysis Maniac's house. But before that, we had an encounter with an Ultra Gaki Shonen, who is now on our side, helping us with the mission. And there was also a major revelation which revealed to us that the Gaki Shonen, or Brat Boys as they're known in English, are actually working for Punish Technology. So we now are moving on to stage 17, where we have a new mission to accomplish.
Select level. Analysis dude, hey, please listen. It is analysis result. First of all, in the core you brought, there was a trace connected to a certain computer via a network. Also, there was also a mysterious chip manufacturing program, apparently seems to be capturing living beings alive in forests where there are no people. I guess they are remodeling living creatures alive with mysterious chips. The mysterious chip contained programs such as strategy, as well as a program to control the brains of the embedded creatures. And some of the PCS that you shattered into shattered pieces also included a program to transform the robot into a robot when analyzing your core, along with information such as the location of the recalled disk. And the problem is the story of the network that I first said. Apparently, there seems to be one blind research facility. I was talking about the first research area earlier. It seems that there are apparently manufacturing robot-related machines there. Toby W, in other words, do not you just create a warp panel like you did before and fly there. Analytic dude, no, I could not locate the location information of the transfer destination of the network. Just by IP address and used port number. There it is. I give you a mission. According to the information contained in my computer, the free research area is beginning to be made on the former site of Yucatanku. There seems to be a disk at the bottom. I would like you to extract the core from that disk and deliver it. Then you will know where the disks will be summoned from where monsters are summoned. Toby W, but you cannot use it with explosives. Analyzer, if possible, break it with a hammer. It seems that the author seems to think that it breaks the disk with such setting. Toby W, well, somewhat a little okay. So, the mission of Toby W began. Toby W, I asked you before I could go to the fort even without a warp panel. Alright, let's tell you while remembering the way. Well, this game is a side scroll, so I just moved to the right.
Okay, all we have to do here is move to the right, make our way to the door. So, our mission is accepted. We have to go into one of the research facilities and take out a generator in the building with our hammer. Right and take out the enemies if you go. Took out that spirit tree and the laser machine. My plan this session is to get to stage 18, finish that. Okay, we're at the door, so we will now head through.
Toby W. up. There were pretty good facilities there. Select stage. Stage.
Okay, moving on to 17-2, where we will meet a new-ish enemy. But I think this enemy is new in the Chaos version.
Select 17-2. What is it? Or rather, what? It is. Well, let's say that. Anyway, I have to control this.
Okay, these are small robots.
Total object 60. Right, 7.
But in the Chaos version they aren't called that, so I'm not sure if these are the same robots or not, but there are a lot of them, and these drop robot legs which we will be able to sell later on. So I will try and collect as many of these as you can. Now I'm going to use a mixture here of the Spirit Sword and either the Super Yo-Yo or the Kenju, I'm not sure yet. But I'm going to see how it goes with the Spirit Sword. See, there are a lot of them. Okay, let's go into the next room and take out the next lot. Okay, in the next room there is another wave of them. Loads of robot legs here. Thank you. use Go-Go, it's very useful here. If you're playing the normal version, then you do not have access to this when you finish the game. Joys of the Chaos version, actually. This might be the final room here.
It's no big deal than I thought. It does not hurt so much even if it is scratched. Well, there is damage in another sense though. That's it. Let's go ahead. Apparently it seems to be developing, and there seems to be no elaborate gimmick. Select stage.
Okay, moving on to 17.3, which is pretty much the same as 17.2. Except they can now drop time bombs, so just be aware of that, because what they will do, they will drop time bombs on top of you.
Select 17.3, Toby W, I have never seen that color. Well, it's all right though. What is that? Apparently, it seems to set up a bomb. Where do you come from?
Yo-yo is the best way to go here. Not only will it take out the robots, it will take out the time bombs as well. And as you can see, time bombs do a lot of damage. As you can see, this is pretty intense stuff.
There is a disc over there. Select stage.
Okay, this is now 17.4. This is pretty tough.
17.4. Toby W. Where is the disc? Wait up. It fought in the fortress a long time ago. But, here it is not good not to be a hammer. Would you say it would be broke like this? Author, well, it cannot be helped. Let's do it as a hyper hammer. Toby W. Do you fight because it is such heavy?
Okay.
Object information.
In the normal version,
five current position zero.
You had to take out a generator here, but you only have a hammer. However, in the Chaos version,
Metal O-Right 0, Metal O-Right 68, Metal O-Right, Metal O-Right, Beam Machine Right 99.
Instead of a generator, we have to take out a beam machine. What these do is they basically fire beams at you, which hit quite hard. So just be aware of that. But you can only use your hammer here. You cannot use any other weapon. But luckily, in the Chaos version, they give you the Hyper Hammer. However, in the normal version, when you're taking out the generator, you only get the hammer which you had at the beginning of the game. So, I'm going to give this a go and see how I get on. Okay, let's heal. What this machine does, it starts in the air and then comes down to the ground. Should die soon, hopefully.
Some item.
Don't want to die at this stage.
Some. Submenu, state, current position, 30, HP, 3,900, items, list of, recover 9 big rice ball 200, right, recover 9 big rice ball 200.
Just use that to get to full health. And it's down.
Toby W, well then, I will return home. I do not know anything, but I picked up the call. I began to play on the next stage. Item shop on stage 17 can now be used.
As I say, with that fight, just make sure you keep your health up and just whack away, hammer away at it with your hyper hammer until it goes down. It'll take a while, but it will go down eventually. Okay, let's check out the Stage 17 shop.
Stage 17. Select Stage 17 shop. An example weapon machine was in the back of the fortress. Currently possessed gold coins are 2,300 and shop menu. Power bomb launcher, 2,000 gold. Time bomb, 5 gold.
Yes, we can now buy time bombs and use them against the enemy, which is quite cool.
Power bomb, 10. Go back.
Okay, the power bomb launcher is basically a weapon which you can use to fire power bombs at the enemy. And the way it works is that you hear a beeping noise, and when the pitch is where you want it, you can fire. However, be careful where you fire, because you can hit yourself. So, just be aware of that. Now, I might pick up a few time bombs, maybe, just to try them out.
Select not to freak for shock power. I left the machine. Select stage.
Okay, so we've cleared that fortress, destroyed the beam machine and all the small robots and time bombs. Pretty tough stage that, because there are a lot of enemies to kill on 17-2 and 17-3. So my advice is, if you have the Super Yo-Yo, use that to your advantage, because it will take everything out very, very quickly and instantly. Okay, join me next time when we tackle a stage that I have been not looking forward to this whole playthrough, and that is stage 18, because there is a very, very, very tough boss fight at the end of it. It's even tougher than it is in the normal version, so just be prepared for this. Join me next time for that. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.